think I'm being inspired to speak.
Okay.
I just go with that.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Would you ask the tortoise to hurry along? What would the tortoise do? He would pull his neck in and hide under his shell. Patience is a very strong virtue that one has to follow. You can either make the man or you can break the man. But it's in times when, if you're sitting contemplate, maybe sometimes in solitude, that we understand the importance of perfection that hides behind man's patience. If we want the tortoise to move, we leave him be. We may have to dangle the occasional piece of lettuce or carrot, but he'll do his thing in his own time. But man, well, that's another story. That's another contemplation that we can never comprehend. You heard the story about the tortoise and the hare. Who's to say that in this life, who will make that leap past the finishing line? We cannot hide. We have no shield or cover to protect us from what we do not want to do. So we have to merely be and lead and follow at the same time. Problems trying to stay with it.
Okay.
I think we need to go back to the word solitude. For all man, on many occasions, has to refine in solitary. But if we refine into that situation, how can we reach out? How can we grow? How can we move through this torrid world? Only by doing it together, by living together, by breathing together, and sometimes by loving together, that we can make what many term as a giant leap, and yet sometimes only mere steps are only taken. We hope, or we anticipate, that this growing together may lead and fashion itself into a world of light. But not light, you understand, as in the opposite of darkness. Light, where transparency, where simply knowing and understanding and remaining tolerant of what is deemed to be the impossible are tasks, but one that is necessary. And we refer back to the tortoise. Yes, man may occasionally be the tortoise. But a tortoise, like man, will carry on down that pathway. It will go in a direction. And like when one is solitary, when one stands still, and yet one man looks behind. He looks to what could have been, what should have been, and what never happened. If hope remains in one's heart, then we can flourish. And I use the word again, we can grow. progress. Sometimes, it is like looking at a woods or a forest in the autumn season, where nature seems dead, barren, and without lack of life. And sometimes all that's needed is that light, the light of the sun, the light of mankind. Yes, it does shine. For a season simply comes and it goes, and then we can have that life again. We can have that flourish. We can have the beauty that can be seen by all. Of the butterflies. The butterflies, so delicate, so fragile, but yet so full of life and colour and beauty. For they do not start out that way. And I suppose man can be deemed the caterpillar, stuck in that one directional state, but one fluid movement with a comprehension and understanding and inner knowledge that in time, given a period of solitude confinement, perhaps inner contemplation, and then, as you know, the butterfly. Some may say this is a tall task. Dare I say it, the impossible. But who's to say life is possible? Who's to say that living life is impossible? For there are many in this world who find every day an impossibility. What does man do? He shuns, he pushes, he pulls. He covers, he carries. And we say again, we need to reach out. If things are a little further away than man anticipates, maybe we just need to tug a little harder. We need to pull the situation a little closer. How can someone see the light of one's love if it's hidden, if it's tucked away, if it's removed from existence? Sometimes think that man needs to have glasses to truly see the wider picture, the picture that is beyond the front door, that is beyond the end of the street. Imagine that, to contemplate a wider picture. Be the jewel, the precious stone, see, another object of beauty. But if you attribute fortune, wealth to these desires, think how wealthy man can be with little. So we leave you with those thoughts. We hope the contemplation that may begin may move you a little closer to each other to your neighbour. Hopefully people a little further afield. Because, as we say, it is in your grasp. Not tomorrow, not yesterday, but today. Now, from this very moment.